This morning, two high school basketball coaches are charged with murder in the heat-related death of a Georgia basketball player.
The assistant coach saw Imani struggling, knew how hot it was, and did not stop the practice.
16-year-old Imani Bell died in August 2019 after running training drills outside during one of the hottest days of the year. According to an autopsy report obtained by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Bell attempted to run with the girls for the last lap, but was unable and did a fast-paced walk. Then, while running the stairs, as Miss Bell neared the top, she leaned into the rail and then went limp. She died after suffering from hyperthermia and rhabdomyolysis, a condition when muscle tissue breaks down, which can lead to kidney failure.
You have the fact that they didn't have any kind of measures to stop her from having the heat stroke, to help her recover if she had it. No ice baths, no tubs.
A grand jury has indicted coaches LaRosa Walker Ascari and Dwight Palmer on second-degree murder, child cruelty in the second degree, involuntary manslaughter, and reckless conduct. The day of Bell's death, temperatures in Atlanta hit 97 degrees with a feel-like temperature of 103, which may have violated the county's guidelines on outdoor workouts. Bell's family says they're encouraged by the charges being filed, but they're still grieving their shocking loss.